ABC Radio Australia.
Health authorities are alarmed at the spread of COVID-19 in the Pacific. Samoa has extended its lockdown for another 72 hours after more positive COVID-19 cases came to light. Samoa's Prime Minister, Fiame Naiome Mataafa, addressed the nation in a press conference.
5 more new cases have been identified in quarantine, taking the number of positive cases to 20. These 5 cases are frontline workers who are monitoring the 15 individuals who have tested positive since Saturday last week. All 20 cases are asymptomatic and all are being quarantined at special isolation units at Mototua.
Samoa's lockdown is set to last until 6 p.m. on Thursday, but shops, supermarkets and pharmacies will be allowed to stay open for people to get supplies. Over in the Solomon Islands, the capital, Honiara, will also enter another COVID-19 lockdown. It will start from this evening and last for 4 days. 156 new cases were recorded yesterday, but authorities fear there could be many more infections circulating undetected in the community. And further north in the Pacific, Kiribati declared a state of disaster yesterday because of its rising COVID cases. Palau is also battling a COVID outbreak. Dubrovka Voloda took a closer look at the spread of the virus in the region.
With a lockdown looming, Honiara residents queued for hours on Monday to get their COVID vaccination and withdraw money from banks to buy supplies. Prime Minister Manase Sogavare says it will be a 4-day lockdown.
I therefore declared that from 6 p.m. Tuesday, 25th of January, 2022 until 6 p.m. Saturday, 29th January, the Honiara Emergency Zone will be in lockdown.
A senior advisor to the Health Ministry, Dr. Yogesh Chaudhary, says hundreds of people have now tested positive for the virus, but the number is likely to be much higher.
We can only do 200 tests in a day, and there's a lot of backlog of samples that need to be tested also. So we have focused our testing on priority groups, including people who have very serious disease or people who are working in a critical infrastructure. We are not testing the people who have mild symptoms and belong to the general population right now.
He says if people experience mild symptoms, they should stay at home to try to get better, since the hospital is at full capacity with more severe cases. Australia has lifted medical supplies to the country to help with the outbreak, including oxygen tanks, PPE gear, medical equipment and sanitation kits. Dr. Chaudhary says 47% of the population have received one dose of a COVID vaccine and they plan to open mobile vaccination clinics for easier access. He says people should mask up and stay at home to help contain the outbreak.
Don't panic and don't rush for testing.
The ministry is waiting for genomic sequencing results to come back from Australia to find out the variant they're dealing with. Adding to the country's woes, Mr. Sogavare says some public servants have refused to come to work.
More than 150 public servants from other government ministries were trained to assist the Ministry of Health to do contact tracing and do recording, answering of phone hotlines during community outbreaks. I further understand many of these public servants are refusing to come to assist when contacted by the Ministry of Health to assist.
Samoa kept COVID at bay for the past 2 years, but it went into a 48-hour lockdown on Saturday night over fears of community transmission. Its Ministry of Health says all frontline workers were taken into quarantine and have tested negative so far, while 15 airline passengers who tested positive are being monitored in isolation. A professor of international health at Curtin University, Jaya Dantas, says lockdowns will be beneficial for many island nations to help them stop the spread.
The snap lockdown is a good choice for these countries because the population is extremely small and it can be quite vulnerable.
Another country in lockdown since last weekend is Kiribati, whose president on Monday declared a state of disaster. There are now a few dozen confirmed cases, and a 24-hour curfew is in place in South Tarawa and the community of Pota. And Palau has reported its first COVID cases in the community this month after a number of travelers tested positive. According to the Ministry of Health, there are 345 active cases as of Saturday. Professor Dantas says people should be vigilant and watch out for each other to contain the virus.
Masking in indoor spaces or at large events, trying to avoid large events, and in indoor spaces, trying to see that there's enough ventilation. These are the measures that people can do on their own.
Since Palau has a high vaccination rate, it's not expected to go into lockdown.